Jim, she is a Tasmanian Aboriginal artist, passionate about her heritage and, of course, the fight to keep culture alive through music and performance. She has performed at Falls Festival, Marion Bay, Festival of Voices, Huon Valley Midwinterfest, Party in the Paddock, Mona Foma and Dark Mofo. She's pretty much done everything there is to do down here. She's just released her brand new single. It is called Growing Pains. Please welcome to the show, Denny. Denny, welcome.
Hey, how you going?
We are good, Denny. First things first, whereabouts in the world are you? Because are you stuck somewhere at the moment?
Yeah, me and my partner are stuck in Newcastle at the moment, but we're with family, so
Oh, that's good. Okay, it absolutely could be. At least you're not by yourself.
Denny,
it's just in a cave somewhere, really.
Yeah, this interview isn't about the song, it's just you just want to talk to humans.
yeah, exactly. So thank you very much. I needed the social outing for the day.
No one's called me in years. It must be tough, Denny, being away from Lutruwita to Tassie, you know, considering the pandemic, and we've been so lucky down here. I mean, but do you have to travel for music? Like, talk us through what you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, so we left a little while back to go to Perth and record the album, and so we were over there for about 6 weeks. I got to go to the Botanical Gardens, and that was about it. Apart from that, it was between two studios and a brick house, and but we got it done, and I got 7 tracks and 7 new film clips on the way.
That sounds like an album name, 2 studios and a brick house. I mean,
that's my new punk band, along with Where's Diane for all the pubs that don't have Diane sauce.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started on them. Denny, I mean, let's talk about recording and I guess writing music in a pandemic-ridden world. How have you found it? Of course, a lot of music artists haven't been able to perform, haven't been able to, I guess, get in front of live audiences. So a lot of people have been writing. How have you found the process?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's turning that negative into a positive. And, you know, as an artist, you've got to just work with what you've got at the time. And, you know, it's a pretty gnarly climate for everyone at the moment. But I think for me, it's helped in a way of, you know, I've always been a touring artist between music and theatre and, you know, making puppets and doing all the things. And so it's actually just freed up some time and brought it back to sort of, you know, the nut of my craft, which is music and writing. And, you know, so to be honest, it's helped me out a lot to just carve out that time to get it done.
Denny, love the new song, Grown Pains. A couple of questions. I really love it. Got sort of like house vibe, but I got really summery vibes from it as well, which is, you know, weird and tazzy when it's snowing.
just to remind us when we look outside and it's not.
Yeah, don't know how warm it is in Newcastle, but I'm still wearing my puffer vest and my beanie. Is that the vibe? Like, what were you going for with Growing Pains?
Yeah, fully, that's the vibe. I've been holding on to that little egg for about 2 years. I actually wrote it on my phone. I downloaded like a beat app on my phone. last time I was stuck at my mum's house 2 years ago, and I sent it out to a couple of producers I knew at the time, and it was very, very rough, and they all sort of just got back to me with like, what is this? You know, half-baked idea. And so I sort of just sat on it for a while, a little bit hurt and a little bit disgraced in my phone beat-making ability. and I ended up, I got to play at Panama just before the pandemic hit in 2020 and just got a whole bunch of my mates on stage with me and did more of my sort of acoustic roots vibe for that festival. And we ended up playing Growing Pains and I loved it. It was good to play it and get it done, but I still just felt like it needed to be this summery club banger. And so I sat on it for a while until I worked with these producers in Perth. I worked with a producer called Paulie P, who helped me make the beat. So it was definitely sort of like a collaboration.
there's a second album.
Collaboration. Yeah.
Collaboration, my album just featuring other people.
From the woman who brought you 2 studios and a brick house, it's Collaboration.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah.
Hey, Denny, amazing. I was going to ask, of course, I mean, when we introduced you, I went through all the festivals you performed at down here in Lutruwita, Tasmania, and I mean, a shopping list of places that you performed at, Falls Festival, Festival of Voices, Huon Valley Midwinter. Have you got a favourite or one that stands out for you for any particular reason?
Oh, I'd have to say a couple. Like, I think, you know, I just can't help myself to get more involved than just playing music. So over the years, I've had a lot to do with festivals all across Lutruwita, and especially bring culture, you know, to the forefront and getting our mob on the lineup or getting a Welcome to Country on the lineup and sort of using my platform of music to advocate a little bit further in our beautiful music industry down home. But I have to say I've got this really great great memory of Huon Valley Midwinterfest where we had to load in our band on a tractor and then I went to play my set and it was so cold that my fingers froze during one of my guitar solos and I was just like, oh, and that's the end of the set. Goodbye, everyone.
That is so Tasmanian.
That's so Tassie.
Oh, man.
Because there's a guitar solo in Growing Pains. Is that you?
It is at the end, yeah. Yeah. So I just squeezed that in sort of last minute working with Paulie P. We actually took back to my collaboration. We took the phone stems from my original beat that I made on my phone and put that in the beat. So it's actually the original stems.
Oh, wow.
And Paulie's put like a juicy little riff throughout the whole piece. And then our last night together, I was like, dude, I've got to put a solo on here. Like, let's just do it. And yeah, pretty happy with it. Now I've got to learn it again.
Well, yeah, I just love the idea that you've made this like summery song and then for some reason maybe you're back in Tassie next year at Dark Mofo playing it and then you just stop. You're like, God, sorry, frozen fingers again.
That song has such
that's
a...
the end of the
God, that's it, guys. It just stopped that song. Why? What happened?
Just ended. She played like three notes. So that, what a short solo.
Denny, we can't thank you enough for joining us on the show this morning. The new single, Growing Pains, is out now. We appreciate you coming on the show. You are welcome anytime. Okay, Denny?
Legends, thanks so much. I got a new one coming August 8th, Pictures featuring Greeley. Let's get it.
Beautiful. We can't wait. Thank you, Denny.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.